Man, Jonathan, how are you, man? What's been happening?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing really, really good. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good, man. Pretty pumped that you're coming back with Parkway Drive this September. It's a little bit sold out, let's just say that. Massive, massive shows, brother.
Dude, insane, insane. We had our that accident in 2015, and then we finally got around to coming back and I believe it was January of 2020. We had played Unified, like our second show back. We were so excited, we were getting things back together, and then pandemic hit, and then we were out of commission for a while, and then we kept having Australia planned, like we had Full Tilt, and then that went sideways, and then we had a headline tour planned, like we were gonna come out and just play headline shows, and then that was the exact same time, exact same cities as Knotfest. They announced Knotfest.
Oh,
We're like, well,
man.
we can't do that. We can't make people compete. I have to choose. Obviously, they're going to want to go to Knotfest. So it's been a lot of planning and a lot of really wanting to get down there. And then one day we just got a call from Parkway, and they're like, hey, you guys want to come and do this tour? And we're like, you guys could sell these arenas with literally nobody playing. It could just be Parkway. And the fact that you're going to bring us, dude, we'll do it. No question.
They could
So, so sick.
have cardboard cutouts of Winston on stage and they'd still sell it out.
Dude, it'd be nuts. And people would go bananas for it,
Bananas
dude.
for it. But the fact that you're going to be playing as well is fucking bonkers. It's going to be so good, dude. Like, so many people are so pumped to see you again down here. Because, as you said, you played Unified, but you haven't done the full tour. It's been a long time, man. So, of course, are we going to get a pizza party? Danny, I've been seeing you doing the pizza parties over there.
Yeah, we just started doing VIP with the last tour we did. We did a co-headline tour with Under Oath here in America, and we did like a coffee club kind of thing where we just drank coffee and chatted with people doing that. And then we were thinking of doing something this different this time around, and we came up with a slice with TGI pizza party. So I don't know if we're gonna be doing VIP stuff because it's not our tour; it's a Parkway tour. So if it works, cool. If not, we're gonna save it for the next time we headline down there, which is gonna be very soon, I promise. We've had it in the in the plan. We've had it in the works. It just hasn't worked out. And then we're doing this support tour, and then hopefully coming back to all of our Ghost Inside fans, and then maybe some new fans we picked up on the Parkway tour. So that's our plan.
Man, it's gonna be such a what a good year ahead for you, man. So I'm excited for you. Of course, you've got the new album on the way too, Searching for Solace, which I've heard April 19, which is what? Next, let me have a look here. Next week, dude.
Yeah, dude. Not long now, man. A little over a week. Yeah. Next Friday, right? Yeah.
Man, it's a good album, dude. It's really,
Cheers, man.
really solid. Are you
Cheers.
feeling
Thank you.
good
Thank
about
you.
it?
Yeah, feeling great, man. We with this record specifically, we wanted to elevate things. We know we did that re record in 2020. We did the self-titled record, and that was important for us because we had just come back from the accident. And we were proving to ourselves and to our fans that we could do music again, that we can make it. But the songs just sounded like an updated version of Dear Youth. I love all the songs and I love the record, but it felt like a real lateral move where it was just like more of what makes us us, you know? And this one, we really tried to go into things being like, hey, we almost didn't get another chance at this. We almost lost this forever. Like, we have to give this 150%. Like, we have to put everything we can into this and really amplify things. And it's really what we did. And the reason why this record is so special to us is because it is the first record that has been kind of darker in a sense, where it's like you're dealing with the maze of the mind. You're dealing with the wrong turns, the lefts and rights, the dead ends, the U-turns, the yin and yangs, the valleys and the peaks, like dealing with everything that you go through, because everything in life, it's not a linear path. You want to do something, you see a goal, but it's never just you walk there. It's like you have to go like traverse the landscape to do it. And this one was really special to us because it was a lot of back and forth, and it's really intentional in the way that we structured the record and the songs that we wrote and the way it feels. Like, it feels like it's like a tug of war, and it's like pulling you, and it's just like we have material that is like really like, you know, like more like softer sounding, but it's really like a darker vibe as far as the lyrics. And, you know, we have everything in between, and it's really like a step up for our band, and we're really excited about it.
You recorded with, was it three different producers? Is that right?
We worked with a bunch of different producers. We ended up, we tracked the record with Dan Bronstein, who's done Spirit Box, Silent Planet, done those bands. But we wrote songs with Dan, obviously, but we wrote songs with Cody from Wage War. We wrote songs with Tyler Smith, who's done Falling in Reverse and I Prevail and you know, bands like that. And then we also worked with Grant and Carson, who has done like August Burns Red and bands like that. And we kind of went all over, and we worked with we left nothing off the table. We went into every single writing session just being like, we just want to make the best material possible. We want to put our heart and soul in everything, and just no holds barred. And we, like I said, we couldn't be any more proud of the record, and we're excited for people to hear it and get their teeth in it and break it down for them.
I tell you what, man, because usually you'd think in that situation that, you know, having all these producers and different writing sessions, that the album might be quite maybe disjointed or something like that, but it flows so well, man. But each of the songs have got their own little personalities as well. I think it worked, man. It's really, really, really good, man. What's the song? I think it's Wrath. Song Wrath. That's my favorite so far. Yeah. It's, man, that's going to be an absolute pit smasher, dude. Yeah, have you been jamming on it?
Yeah, it's another smash hit. We almost released that one instead of releasing Split, the last single we just released. We almost wanted to release that one because, you know, that one has a really like, will this interview be out after the record comes out, or does it come out before?
Before.
Okay. Well,
is that bad? Are you going to tell me some sneaky stuff I have to cut out?
No. Yeah. You're good. There's like a, you know, there's a Wrath. Wrath is a little bit, more repeatable as far as like the lyrics. There's definitely like a vibe to the song, whereas Split is just like going, and it's just like aggressive. But Wrath really has like a, it's also aggressive, but it has like a more like repeatable, repeatable. I don't want to say chorus because it's not really a chorus. Well, it is a chorus, but I don't know how to describe it. But yeah, you know, it's we almost released that one, but we did all the stuff with intention. Like we released Earn It, which is like, you know, like, singing your song, but it still has heavy parts. And then we released Death Grip, which is like, dude, just like aggressive, just nonstop punishing song. Then released Wash It Away, which is like on the other side of the spectrum. And then we released Split, and it was just like we did all this with intention. And I'm glad that you feel like the album really flows, because that was all, like I said, it was all done on purpose. And it's cool to know that what we were going through worked out.
It seems, I've been listening to it on my drive to work, and it seems when it gets the really aggressive bits is when I get into heavy traffic. So I'm sitting there like screaming at the steering wheel right those moments. So it got me through. It got me through, brother. But 20 years, right? This year marks 20 years for you.
Well,
as a band, is that correct?
Okay. Technically, yes, but no, because we all consider the Ghost Inside starting in 2008, where we changed our name. Like, we were a band called The Dying Dream before, and no one in that band is in the band other than me.
Yeah.
And basically what happened was they were my friend's band that just played, and they're like, hey, we need a singer. And I'm like, I've never sang before in my life. And they're like, just come to practice. And then I just never stopped. So we don't consider the Ghost Inside to be a band until we put out Fury and the Fallen Ones, which was in 2008. And that was the first time we branded ourselves and made our band be called the Ghost Inside. And so to me, the 20 year is going to be in 2028, not right now. But I guess technically, because we were a Dying Dream before, but like we don't play those songs. We don't associate with that. We don't count that in our discography. So it's like, it's the Wikipedia page is kind of a mess with that, but that's we don't consider that. So we're still very spry 14 years or 16 years old.
But you know what? 2008, you came down here.
Yep.
And
So I was friends with Jonah, the guitar player for I Killed the Prom Queen. He had been in Bleeding Through, I believe, at the time. And he was telling me, he was like, hey, you know, my band I Killed the Prom Queen is gonna do like a farewell tour in Australia, and we want you guys to open. And I remember specifically at that time, I was like, that's crazy that he wants us to go to Australia, because we barely have people that care about what we're doing in America. And then I remember getting messages on, I think, MySpace at the time. I remember getting messages of people being like, you gotta come to Australia, we love you guys so much. And I'm like, how the hell do you guys know who we are in Australia? we barely have a record out. And like, I guess, you know, someone, it just broke through, and you know, right place, right time, and people were really vibing the Ghost Inside. And I remember getting these messages, and doing that tour was the first time that people actually showed interest in the band, which was crazy, because we had done a bunch of touring in the States, and it was like, it was okay, but like I said, it was like 50 kids a night, it was nothing crazy.
Yeah.
And then we were doing this Australian tour, and it was just so massive, you know. Like, I was a fan of Prom Queen for a while, and you know, getting to go across overseas and do this and have people sing along was astonishing, dude. Like, so Australia always holds a very special place for us, and I'm very excited to go back there again and do like this crazy, crazy arena tour.
Do you know what's wild? That, do you remember the show on the Gold Coast at all? From that tour, it was in a big old PCYC shed.
Yes, yes, I do remember that show. I do remember that show specifically.
We put that on.
No shit.
Yeah, so where I am now, you can't see it, but my boss, who is also my really good friend, we used to take care of the shows for the Gold Coast, and that was our show. And my band opened that show as well, and you guys were kind enough to come up and be like, hey, good set and stuff.
Let's go.
Dude, I will never, ever forget that, and how kind you were to us and cool to us you were. I'll forever say that. Anytime the band name comes up, I'm like, those boys will forever have my respect.
Dude, I appreciate that. Yeah, man, we've always been that way. We've always been excited to be the local, you know, the local scene, because like the scene revolves around the bands, the local bands growing the scene, you know, like we don't go to places where people don't care about this music because there's no people there to show people this music. But the fact that the bands are there putting in all this hard work, and then like the touring band just come and take all the credit, like I always thought it was kind of fucked up. So it's really cool that there is local bands, and there's bands like you guys, you know, putting in the work to like cultivate the scene, and then bands like us get to come across the world and play for these people who are fans and genuinely enjoy the music. So I do remember that specifically, and going there, and man, small world, that's a trip, dude.
It is a trip, and I've been waiting a long time to talk to you, so you know, have you on the show, man. Yeah,
I appreciate that. I got another funny Gold Coast story. So it's another Parkway Drive tour. We were on tour with Parkway Drive in Europe. They're massive in Europe. Like, they're big in Australia, they're massive in Europe. But we did a European tour with them, and we can't remember, we were in Germany somewhere. I remember playing, and you know, we had just finished up playing, just showered and go watch a Parkway, and they finished the song, and during the silence before Winston started talking, some guy in the crowd, an Australian guy in Germany, goes, "Say good day to the Goldie, you cunt." Like, super fucking loud. Like, it was silent, and everyone was just like looking around like, what the fuck? And I remember being like, you know, we're Americans, and you know, cunt is like a crazy word out here, but it's nothing for Australians, you know. It's just like, friend, what's up, dude, how's it going, like, that's the thing. And dude, and just hearing an Australian screaming that from the crowd was just like wild. We're like, where are we? We're not in Australia, or we're not in the Gold Coast. We're in Germany. It was wild, dude.
Trust an Australian to do shit like that, I tell you. Like, we'll do that anywhere. Yeah, man. Well, hey, dude, it's been really cool catching up with you after, you know, what, like 5, 10 years, 20 years almost. But hey, brother, take care. Album kicks ass. We'll have all the links down here. in the show notes and on the website. Brother, we'll see you soon.
Let's go.
Thank you.